a look at the details of White Pass's proposed Skagway Tidelands lease extension. And Skagway's first distillery opens with gin, vodka, and locally sourced cocktails. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The private company that controls more than half of Skagway's port wants a 20-year lease extension in order to make way for pressing waterfront improvements. Cage Nest's Emily Files reports.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is a major tourist attraction in Skagway. Since 1968, it has controlled a significant portion of Skagway's tidelands and uplands through a lease with the city. This June, White Pass gave the municipality a new lease extension proposal. The offer is preliminary. White Pass and municipal officials are at the beginning of negotiations. White Pass President John Finlayson says the potential contract would continue a great partnership.
If you look at the last 25 years, the town's economy has experienced unprecedented growth. I think a lot of that has to do with White Pass's investment, not only in the waterfront, but in the train.
Finlayson shared the entirety of the new proposal with KHNS Monday. He agreed to release the document following a borough assembly meeting in which some key details were revealed publicly. White Pass's offer is broken into three parts: an amendment to the current Tidelands lease, a new lease picking up after the original expires, and an environmental remediation agreement. These new contracts are on the table about 2 years after voters rejected a 35-year lease extension. The situation has become more critical since then. In less than 2 years, larger cruise ships will sail to Alaska. If Skagway doesn't renovate its port to accommodate the vessels, it could miss out on a significant share of the market. Mark Schaefer is the mayor of Skagway. He supported the 2015 lease that was thrown out by voters.
It'll be a miracle if we don't lose this boat. It really will be. And when we do lose it, it's not going to be such a fun time, I don't think.
There are a few key differences between the 2015 proposal and the new one. One is the length of the lease. White Pass is asking for a new 20-year lease following the expiration of the current contract in 2023. At a recent meeting, Assemblyman Orion Hansen suggested the municipality try to negotiate the term down to 15 years so that the agreement would end in 2038. Another new detail, the lease amendment would clear the way for an estimated $15 million floating addition to the ore dock. This is perhaps the most urgent piece of infrastructure. Skagway's ability to welcome larger cruise ships hinges on it. White Pass proposes it take the lead on building the floating dock, while splitting the cost 50-50 with the municipality. Finlayson says the railroad needs a lease extension in order to move forward with the ore dock modification. Another difference from the last proposal, the annual rent payments. Right now, White Pass pays the city about $130,000 per year. The company suggests raising that to $200,000 annually. Assemblyman Hansen has suggested negotiating those numbers up to $250,000 at the start of the lease, increasing by $50,000 every 5 years. The rent payments are key in terms of whether this lease will need to go to a public vote. Skagway Code stipulates that any lease worth $5 million or more must go to the voters for approval. White Pass's proposal doesn't reach the $5 million mark. Hansen advocated for a public vote once the city and White Pass are done negotiating.
I didn't feel totally comfortable that we could execute this without a vote. And I think voting is, you know, one of the most important things we have as Americans.
But both Mayor Schaefer and Finlayson say they worry about how a referendum would affect the tight timeline. Unlike the 2015 lease proposal, White Pass is looking to separate environmental remediation from the rest of the contract. Skagway's ore basin is polluted with decades-old contamination. The railroad proposes paying $2.5 million and the municipality chipping in $1.5 million toward an estimated $4 million cleanup. Finlayson says White Pass's contribution to remediation is contingent on the lease extension. There are some things that have not changed between the 2015 and 2017 proposals. White Pass would give up a significant portion of the land it leases, only retaining control over the areas directly beneath the ore dock and Broadway dock. Cruise ships berth at both facilities. The Assembly is set to discuss the lease proposal at its meeting this Thursday. From there, negotiations are likely to continue. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.
Skagway's first distillery is up and running. Skagway Spirits opened its doors a couple weeks ago, serving up locally sourced drinks to residents and tourists.
Okay.
And then can I also just get like a shot of gin and a shot of the vodka to try them straight?
Macy Zavala and his wife Christina are visiting Skagway on a cruise. They found their way off of the town's main drag into the distillery at Alaska Street and 9th Avenue.
Oh, I love like micro distilleries and, you know, small batch production. It's really nice, the handcrafted stuff.
They've each tried a couple of cocktails.
So this is my second lemon drop. And he had the...
I had the spruce tip and tonic, which was really, really good. And then the Collins, which is also good.
Skagway Spirits is a family operation, built through the efforts of Janilyn, Gary, and Lucas Hager. Janilyn is whipping up a spruce tip gin and tonic during a busy evening.
Did you harvest the spruce tips yourself?
We did. Yeah.
Hager makes a lot of the ingredients herself.
The botanicals so far are spruce tip, fireweed, and rhubarb. We've got a homemade tonic syrup in the making right now, so we're going to get away from the canned mixer and bring on our own.
Soon, she says they'll also have a homemade ginger beer. The business officially opened at the end of June.
The day that we were handed our license, it was sort of... it was kind of anticlimactic and euphoric at the same time. But we were ready. We were stocked and opened up the doors. Our first guest came peeking in the window before we'd actually turned our sign on for the first time and turned around and were walking away, and I ran out to the street. No, don't go!
Now the old airport hangar turned distillery is packed with customers. Hager's son Lucas does the distilling. He says right now they're producing just a couple types of liquor.
Right now we're doing vodka and gin, just unaged spirits, kind of get things off the ground. But we'd like to start doing our own fermentations with playing around with rum or possibly a whiskey, depending on what makes sense.
He says it's taken a couple years to get the business to where it is now.
It's definitely taken a lot of work to get the space ready and everything, but we've had an incredible amount of help from our friends and family, and definitely feels like a community effort.
A bottle from the Port Chilkoot Distillery in Haines sits on a shelf in the back room. Hager says they've gotten support from other distillers in the state.
It's a very small community right now, Alaskan distillers, but I think we're all rooting for each other.
Craft distilling is a growing industry in Alaska. Port Chilkoot opened in 2014, and Amalga Distillery in Juneau opened in May. Skagway Spirits had some competition for the town's only distillery license from another business, Alaska Stillman, but they eventually withdrew their application. In Alaska, only one distillery is allowed per 3,000 people. Skagway is a major cruise ship destination and sees over 1 million tourists in the summer. Janilyn Hager says she hopes to provide both visitors and locals with an authentic Skagway experience.
We've been asked if we're going to do tours, and that isn't the goal. We do want the cruise ship passengers to come, but we want them to have this off-Broadway, more Skagwegian experience than line up and participate in another tour.
The Hagers hope to continue to grow their business, adding new drinks, spirits, and homemade ingredients. For now, they have a full menu of drinks in-house, and their gin and vodka bottles are now on the shelves of the local liquor store. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up next, a special series from Alaska's Energy Desk called Midnight Oil. The series will air every Monday after the local news.